Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody praise the Lord. I need you all to go into prayer right now. We're having a little technical difficulty. Nothing the Lord can't fix. Amen. And I trust him to bring it around quite quickly. Amen. So just go into your prayer language while I work on it on this end. It's going to be okay. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bozi, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank the Lord for doing what he always does for us, coming through, giving us the victory in Jesus' name. Every attack sent against us, we send it back against the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, and give you praise for what you're doing in Jesus' mighty name. Brother Bill, I need you to let me know if you can hear me. Amen. I need you to let me know if you can hear me. Amen. I need you to let me know if you can hear me. Amen. Amen. I need you to let me know if you can hear me. All right. Thank you very much, sir. That's what I need to know. So I'm going to try to do what I got to do and see how the Lord helps. Praise God. You know, saints, there's no such thing as life with no hiccups. It always comes with hiccups. But God is greater than the hiccups. Amen. He's greater than the hiccups. And we want to thank him for his goodness and for his mercy toward us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, good evening and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and God bless each of you. I want to thank the Lord for helping us, for touching us, for changing our lives. I want to thank the Lord for everything that he's done to bless us. We've had a very wonderful time this year. We've had several We had several fasts that were quite successful. People had an opportunity to grow. The Lord is now training us in boot camp, and he's getting us ready for greater things and more responsibility in the spirit. Amen. So I just want to thank the Lord for what he's doing, and we're going to proceed while the Lord works at this situation. Amen. Praise God. For those of you who are new listeners, welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank the Father for bringing you up. Our page is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. That's our website, and our global chat room is located on our webpage. And we want to thank the Lord for the chat room. We have an opportunity to fellowship there, greet one another in the name of the Lord, and encourage one another in the things of God. We also have a Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, and we encourage everyone to enter their testimonies and to enter their prayer requests. We ask that you keep the prayer requests to 5 lines, that you address them to our Heavenly Father, Holy Father, and in Jesus' name, and that you briefly state what your prayer request is, that you briefly, as I said, state what your prayer request is, and that you give us a few scriptures so that we can come in agreement with you on those scriptures for your prayer request. So we just give praise, glory, and honor to the Lord for what he's doing. those of you who are new may not have had the opportunity to participate in one of our fasts. We do corporate fasts. And we give you all the information you need to know in order to participate. And we encourage you to spend less time in worldly pursuits. Yes, some of you will have to go to work. That's expected. but to keep your mind and heart focused on the Lord, activities that you would normally participate in that just are not necessary, that you refrain from those during the time that we're seeking the Lord. You'll find that you have a richer experience in your fasting if you would do that. And so we're thanking the Lord for the blessings of the fast we have had this year. We have grown tremendously. We've become stronger. We're more knowledgeable, and we have more strength to stand and strength to do long warfare about situations that are quite difficult. We've had some healings. We've had some miracles. We've had children born. We've experienced a lot in a year. And we are not the people that we were when we started out at the beginning of this year. We have transformed, and we are still transforming into the image of Jesus Christ. And so as the Lord leads us along, I want to encourage everyone to continue being prayerful, because we're going into a very trying season. Try not to spend all of your money in the stores. I would encourage you to do the very minimum this year. The Lord already admonished us concerning that matter, that this was not a time to go out and be a spendthrift. This is a time for more frugality and wisdom. And in Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, the Bible says to acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. That means about every single purchase that you're going to make or plan to make or desire to make. Have his approval first. Ask first. Before you spend, ask the Lord first. No, you didn't forget it. We've been talking about it for 2 years now. Seek the Lord first before you make the purchase. Amen? You don't know what the next few years, if we have that long, will bring. But things are getting more and more difficult in the world. And we're still here on the earth. So I would encourage you to live as frugally as you can. Don't go around spending money you don't need to spend, that the Lord didn't indicate that you should spend, just because you happen to have it. Amen? That's not wisdom in the Lord. We need to submit our purchases, our plans of purchases. We want to shift monies around. We need to have a good understanding with the Lord, and we need to hear his will on the matter. Not just, Lord, I'd like to do this. Can I do it? No, hear him out. Hear him out. It's important. Excuse me. And so, a little sinus drink. And so I want to encourage you to pay attention to the Holy Spirit during this season. There's a lot of noise going on in the world. But you need to be able to focus in on the voice of the Lord and know that it's him. And listen to him and obey him promptly. That's right. Obey him promptly. That's what needs to happen. So, ask the Lord to help. Ask him to give you strength. So, well, I don't hear his voice. Well, guess what? He has a way of talking to you already. And if you pay attention to him and focus on him, you know what it is. Some people get a very strong sense deep within themselves. It's like they know in their knower that this is right and what they ought to do. So I would like for us to pay very close attention to the Holy Spirit, any rebellion that we have in our lives, that we would deal with that area where we don't want to obey God. You know, I've often talked to you about the times when I've told the Lord that, Lord, right now I'm not willing to do what I perceive that you're asking me to do. However, I am willing to be made willing. I'm willing on you to work on me until I'm there. So, saints, that's what I want to encourage you to do. I want to encourage you to allow the Lord to work on you in places where the Lord has clearly indicated to you that he would like a certain behavior, a certain change, a certain mindset, whatever it may be, a certain task to be performed, and you either have put it off because you didn't feel like doing it, you just decided you weren't going to do it right then for whatever the case may be, but you realize he's still waiting on the obedience. He's still waiting. He's still waiting on the obedience. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, saints, to do what the Lord says to do. And if you're not ready to do what he says to do, ask him to help you and to work on you until you can come into that place of agreement with him. You see, two can't walk together lest they are in agreement. And we must be in agreement with the Lord in order to walk with him. So I'm certain that all of us really do want to be in agreement with the Lord. And so we're going to work toward that end. Amen? Amen. All right. So that's where that is. So God is going to touch our lives and change our hearts, change our minds, help us to walk in his spirit, not in our flesh, but we have to yield to him in order to do so. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you for your continued prayers while we're having a little technical difficulty. The Lord will resolve it. And I trust him to help us with that matter. Amen. For those of you who are listening and you do not know, we are on the internet. We are on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time it happens to be in the time zone you're in. And also, we are on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we celebrate Holy Communion on Sundays together. So the Lord is going to bless us some more. Yes, he has blessed us already, but he has more blessings for us. Amen. And we're going to yield ourselves vessels for him to use. We're going to witness as he draws us to do so. We're going to pray as he leads us to do so. And we're going to submit to his will. Amen. We're going to turn from our own wicked ways, and we're going to fully submit to the Lord. And that's what's important, saints. It's very, very important. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. So, we're going to go before the Lord our God in prayer. And we're going to thank him for his goodness toward us. Amen. We're going to thank him for his goodness toward us. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you pleading the merits of the shed blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. Rokota RCR de Dios sotro breki. Arroco terebrisce 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 all of its machinery and all of its technicality into your hands in Jesus' name. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that has risen against us in judgment, we condemn in Jesus' name. We bind every hindrance. We bind Bozy. We bind every ungodly spirit sent to attack, hinder, or thwart this broadcast in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Lord, for what you'll do. We plead the blood of Jesus. We repent of all of our sins, even those we haven't quite realized what we've done yet. We repent, we forsake, and we turn from them in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, for righteousness. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And we thank you that God ordained this, and he revealed it to Moses, and he showed it to us in the Bible. You talk, Lord, continually about presenting the blood to you, about the sprinkling around the altar, that Jesus' blood was sprinkled all over himself and all over the cross, Father. And what happened when the blood was sprinkled on the people? Because the blood was sprinkled on the people, it drove away every evil spirit from their midst, Father. Every evil spirit. Every evil spirit was driven from their midst. And we want to thank you for it in Jesus' name. And the blood has been applied to us when we came to Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive our sins and to come and live in our hearts and be our personal Savior, and we repented from our evil. The blood of Jesus was applied to us. And we thank you, Lord, for teaching us how important the blood of Jesus is to us. It's the sprinkling of the blood. It's the sprinkling of the blood. It's the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ unto obedience. It's the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. The sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. It's the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. It's the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for covering us in your blood. We thank you, Lord, for the armor of God. We thank you for your warring, linking angels. We thank you for your praising angels. We thank you for the glory, the wall of fire around us with your glory in the midst, because where two or three of us are gathered in your name, Lord, there you are in our midst. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. There is no name greater than the name of Jesus Christ. There is no power greater than our Father. We thank you, Lord, for your power being released in our midst. We thank you, Lord, for all the miracles that you've done. We thank you that we are a miracle. We thank you that you have brought us thus far and you will take us the rest of the way, Lord. Yes, it's dark outside and getting even darker. Evil men and seducers, they're becoming worse and worse. But in the midst of it all, Lord, you're in our midst. You're with us. You're in us. The overcomer lives in us. And you cause us to overcome in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you that we can do all things through Christ who has strengthened us. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor for it, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strongman. Because, Lord, our eyes are waiting upon you for you to give us what we need in due season. Because you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. You are righteous in all your ways and holy in all your works. and you are close to all of us that call upon you and that call upon you in truth. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We bind the spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yes, we can. We can do all things. There is no such thing as we'll never become anything. We'll never accomplish anything. We'll never do the things that we were called to do in the earth when you sent us here. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. We will because the overcomer, Jesus Christ, has overcome for us, and he lives in us. And he causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. And it is his good pleasure for us to overcome. So we will overcome in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what the enemy comes at us with, no matter what challenge or situation comes our way, we will overcome because we will cast down all imaginations and bring into captivity every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So, Lord, we want to thank you for that. We want to thank you that you've made provision for us. You've made provision for us spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, in every realm. You've made provision for us. You have seen to it that your children are well taken care of and well supplied, Father. So we thank you for our supply. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporters, watchers, peeps, listeners, whisperers, familiar spirits, electronic, digital demons, technology demons, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology, particles and attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind in Jesus' name. We forbid the enemy to continue to attack us in the name of Jesus. We bind all 5G and their components in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all virtual reality demonology in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. And we bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all Kundalini spirits, their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, all sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits, Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, and all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid. We bind all targeted radio frequencies, all whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger and all of their attacks, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils, all mystic rituals and their intent. We send these attacks back in the name of Jesus Christ. We send every attack back in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord. We send every attack back in the name of Jesus. We praise the Lord. We give him praise. We give him glory. We give him honor. And we thank him for walking us through every dangerous place, every difficult place, every place of hardship, every place of suffering, every place of loss, every place of injury, and bringing us into a better place, a place of strength in him, a place where we are more dependent on him and not on ourselves. We want to thank the Lord for his mercies to us because they are new every morning. And we bind all mystic rituals in their intent. And we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils and evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind every order of Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, Indian, African, American, European, Canadian, Australian, Caribbean, Latin American, black magic, and white magic. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, impulsivity in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the power, the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the lord of the flies, and we bind every abomination that has been committed in Jesus' name. We bind the Mandela effect, and we place all of this under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications. We bind the formation of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all their spiders, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, demonic knowledge, logic, human reasoning, against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no power and authority over us in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirits of the fool. In Jesus' name, we bind the fool's anger and the fool's verbiage in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, hoodoo, voodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, the spirits and the works of the oppressors, the spirits and the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, make-believe, fantasy, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebel, demonic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal and soulish sacrifices done in Jesus' name, and we send them back against those who perpetrate such works in the name of Jesus Christ. We send them back to their point of origin in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. In Jesus' name, we bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Mammon, Atlas, Apollyon, Zeus, Neptune, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Moloch, Basilic, and Python. We chain you with eternal chains unto darkness. In Jesus' name, we undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes and triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, sacrifice, ceremony, and their intents in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the power of their prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind their Bible in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all. We close every portal in the computers and in the telephones, and we forbid demons to enter through those portals. We bind and cage those demons in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send them right back where they came from, because in Jesus' name, to do where they came from what they plan to do here in Jesus' name. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We renounce and denounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. And we thank you, Lord, that every time we pray this prayer, you release your blessing. It's not vain repetition. It's the blessing released, and we acknowledge it. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, for developing in us a love for your truth. Lead us into your truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind every demon that comes across the computer lines, and we return them and any curses in the name of Jesus. And we pull out all voodoo pins, needles, darts, spears, fiery darts, and we return them and any curses that may have been sent or released with them back wherever it came from according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We loose ourselves from we circumcise ourselves from. All ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. In Jesus' name, we tear down all the walls of protection around every single witch, every single warlock, every single wizard, Satanist, nanobot, shaman, or sorcerer, and the like. And we break the power of every curse, hex, vex, spell, charm, fetish, all the psychic warfare, witchcraft, magic, and voodoo, all the mind control and brain frequency meditations and their outworkings and jinxes and potions and death spirits and sickness, pain, and torment, psychic warfare, prayer chains, incense and candle burnings, chantings, incantations, ungodly blessings, root works, hoodoo, tribal rituals and sins, root works. All of it goes back to the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. And we thank you, Father, that we bind the ruling spirit of witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid them to attack us in the name of Jesus. We are covered under your blood. Psalm 91 covers us, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you that as you take us through this battle training, as you teach us how to stand in warfare, as you teach us to trust you in your word, to stand upon your word, to open our mouths and do the warfare as we've been taught, we will experience the victory that you died, Lord Jesus, for us to experience. And we take authority over every spirit of envy and jealousy, all spirits of sorcery and wizardry, all spirits of bitterness, spirits of hatred, spirits of murder that come against your people, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the yokes in the lives of your people, Lord, and we ask you to release liberty in their souls so that they can be free to repent, so that they can show that they are absolutely children of the Most High God. We give you praise for sending conviction into our hearts under repentance. We thank you, Lord, for the souls that you bring out of darkness in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen, amen. So now, Father, we're going to lift up to you those missionaries and those persons who were kidnapped as they were attempting to do missionary work in Haiti. Break it in Jesus' name. Father, render them safe. Release your angels. Release your warring angels to protect them, Father, in Jesus' name, and bring them back to safety again in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother Bill, if you could come up and pray right now. Brother Bill.
Father, in Jesus' name, we take authority over Bozy. I command you to go into a spiritual cage, everything attacking the internet. We bind the prince and the power of the air and every power that's been worked. We cover every blood sacrifice with a supernatural tent. And in the name of Jesus, I command everything to work properly. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to send a computer angel to fix any problems, that you would release your angels to war against these devils that are giving us problems, Father God, in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus, everything is supposed to work, and we don't care what is going on, what season it is. We just take authority over every attack. Every attack must go back. I cut all the ley lines, silver cords, garlands, chains, fetters connected to our devices, and we send it all back. You go back. Bow your knee to the name of Jesus. Bow your knee right now. Every devil, bow your knees. And in the name of Jesus, we release fear, terror, and confusion and division into the enemy's camp. We send nothing but confusion in there, and we command all of our stuff to start working properly in the name of Jesus. We bind up every technology devil that's been sent. And in the name of Jesus, yes, we thank you, Lord, that you are working on our behalf, that everything will work properly with no trouble in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord. We command the internet to work properly. We command her internet to work. You will work right now, instantly and immediately, and everything hindering it, we bind you. You are bound in the name of Jesus. You are bound. And in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Praise, glory, and honor, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, praise you, praise you, that there is power in the blood. We thank you, Lord. We soak the connections with the blood of Jesus. And, yes, we bind up every plan to take her down, to take down the internet in her area in Jesus' name. And we praise you for that, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, that it will all start working in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Yes, we bind up every electromagnetic weapon. We bind up every frequency weapon. We bind up every microwave weapon, everything that's been sent out to interfere with this in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. It's all about you. We praise you, Lord Jesus. It's all about your earth shaking power. It's all about you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. We praise you, Lord, for the victory. We praise you.
Have you tried plugging your device for 10 seconds and then plugging it back in before calling?
Amen. So, we just, we want to thank the Lord for the good things he's doing. Brother Bill, I need to unplug something and plug it right in, so pray for just a little bit longer for me. Thank you. All right. Praise the Lord. Tonight, saints, we're going to talk about, praise the Lord, the dangers of being unlearned. The dangers of being unlearned. Now you say, well, Pastor, that doesn't make sense. Yes, it does. There is a danger in not knowing the Word of God. There is a danger in not knowing your God. It's dangerous. You see, the enemy goes about seeking whom he may devour, whom we tell you to resist steadfast in the faith. Amen? Amen. Whom we need you to resist steadfastly in the faith. Well, you say, well, what do you mean, resist steadfast in the faith? Well, it means that you stand on the word of God, that you do the war, that you actually do the warfare that we've been teaching you how to do. You know, there's some of you, you get an attack, and then you act like we've never told you anything to do when the attack comes. You've heard us up here warring and praying whenever an attack comes. You heard us do it with individuals. You heard us teach you about it over and over again. Yet when the attack comes to you, you act like you've never heard any of it. Well, that won't work, saints. That just simply does not work. Suddenly, it's like you can't remember a thing that we've taught you for over 12 years. That won't work. You can't just sit here and hear words. You've got to put them into practice, and you have to practice them all the time. When an attack comes, you ought to be ready to respond instantly. Why? Because you've already been taught what to do. You've been told, trained, and taught what to do when the attack comes. Well, Pastor, I just didn't think about that. Well, that's because you're not paying close enough attention to what's going on. It's imperative that you give your earnest attention to what we teach so that you are ready to respond and go into action when something occurs. It is no good to sit up here and listen to us teach you. Then when the situation comes, you stand there like nobody's ever said anything to you at all. That's just not reasonable, saints. And that's not what God is expecting. He is expecting an instantaneous response from the saint. You've been sitting here all this time listening to us teach you, not only through the sermons, but you watched us actually practice it. You've listened to us practice it. You've gone into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. You've seen others practice it. So when it comes time, when you're getting attacked, you ought to know what to do. And you ought to step to it instantaneously. There should be no gap in your mind going, what do I do now? That should not exist. There's no reason for it to. There is no reason for it to exist. It should not exist because there's literally no reason for it to exist. So Pastor's got to kind of get on you a little bit for sitting there acting like you never heard from heaven. You haven't heard from God. You don't know what to do. Oh, what do I do now? You do what we teach you to do. Well, before I left home, I bound the devil. Well, when you got to your destination and the devil was there, what did you do about it? What did you do? Did you stand there and scratch your head? Or did you do what we've taught you? You see, it's only going to work for you when you actually do what we tell you to do. That's right. It only works when you actually do what we tell you to do. Amen? It only will work when you actually execute what we tell you to do. Amen? You can't just sit there and wonder, well, I'm getting attacked, so I'll write Pastor and tell her I'm getting attacked. Well, we've taught you what to do. So it's time for you to get up and do them. Amen? Amen. What in the heck is that? No, don't just sit there acting like you've never heard who Jesus Christ is, like you don't know what to do, and you can't find your way. You know how to get up. You're getting an opportunity to learn, to experience. to learn and to experience what to do. We teach you what to do. So God's telling you, all right, it's time for you to get up and do it. But I'm getting attacked. Yes, how else are you going to learn how to do it if you don't do that? How else are you going to learn? What else is going to happen? Amen? At some point, you've got to decide, I'm ready. I'm ready, Pastor. I'm ready to do what you've been teaching all this time. I understand that I really didn't want to do it at first, but now I'm willing to do it. I am willing to do it now. Because, you see, the attacks aren't going to go away just because you don't want to do the warfare. It's not going to happen. So tonight we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the dangers of being unlearned. Yes, there's some dangers. And not wanting to do what the Lord is teaching you to do. That's right. There are. Amen. There are dangers in not doing what you know to do is right. Because to know to do right and to do it not, it's sin to you. It's sin to you. To know to do right and not to do it, that's sin to you. Amen? So we want everybody to have an opportunity to do well. Everyone should have an opportunity to do well. So what does that mean? I need an opportunity to do well. You need an opportunity to obey God. Amen. That's what's up. You need an opportunity to obey the Lord. So we want to thank God for every opportunity to obey him. For every single opportunity to obey him. We don't want to pretend that we don't know what to do. We don't want to act like we've never heard what's been taught. Amen. We want to do what God's told us to do. So I would suggest that if you've been one of those persons who just did not want to do the warfare, that you take a moment right now and repent. Amen? That you take a moment right now. Because a lot of people just don't, I'm going to be honest with you, they don't want to do the warfare. They don't want to do it every day. They want somebody else to do their warfare for them. And that's not what God is doing. He is training all of us to do warfare, every single person. Amen? Every single person. He is not playing this game of maybe you don't have to learn this week. No, he's not playing that game. Amen. He's insisting that everybody learn to do warfare, that everybody learn how to do warfare. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that gang that kidnapped those missionaries in Haiti are requiring $17 million for their safe return. Father, we thank you for intervening. We thank you for intervening. We thank you for helping this situation along, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Amen. There it is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for changing the minds of those of their captors, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for not only protecting them, but for working out the negotiations so that those people's lives are spared. and so that they are brought back to safety, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help them to keep their faith alive and to do those things that you would have them to do. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, and we give you honor. We want to thank you that the devil doesn't win in anything. No matter what he does, he can't win. He can't win because you're God. And that's what's important. You're God. The devil isn't. He can't take over anything. He hasn't got anything he can take over. Amen? He doesn't have anything that he can take over. So we're going to go on and proceed with the sermon, but those of you who know that you're guilty of not wanting to do the warfare, this is a time to repent for you. That's right. We're bringing special attention to this so that you can have an opportunity to say, Lord, you know, I really haven't wanted to do it the way they're telling me to do. I kind of half-heartedly do it. Sometimes I don't remember to do it. And I'm wrong for that. Because you are. I'm wrong for that. Amen? I'm just downright wrong for that. And I need to change my little ways and change my mind and allow you to change my heart. You see, there's some people that they don't feel it's necessary to do all of this warfare stuff. They just don't think it's necessary. But saints, it is necessary. It's necessary because if you don't do it, you've become a captive of the devil already. You have. You become a captive of the devil already. And you're already having problems that you shouldn't have being up here with us because you don't want to walk in agreement. Well, what's going on? You can feel the attack of the devil, but you sit there and act like nothing's going on. You're uncomfortable, but you don't want to. I don't know what you think's going to happen, but if you don't do something, something that you don't like is going to happen. So you can't sit on the sidelines, saints, and say, you know, Pastor, I really can't do that. Because God's given to every one of us the measure of faith to believe him. And he's given every one of us the opportunity to do what he said. So if you find your warfare increasing, perhaps you should reconsider what, let me move this. You should reconsider how you've been responding to God. Because failure to do the warfare is how you're responding to the Lord. Amen? That's how you're responding to God himself. That's what that is. I'm not going to respond to you, Lord. I'm just going to stand here and expect you to handle everything for me. And he's saying, no, I've taught you what to do. And I'm expecting you to do what I've taught you. And you're saying, well, God, I'm going to say these two words here. And I just expect you to come along and do the rest of this for me. Because I just don't want to keep pressing this battle. And he's not going to play that game with you because you're at the stage of growth where it's time for you to learn to do that. And so you may as well stop saying, well, Lord, I'm just going to give you this and I'm going on. I'm not going to do it anymore. That won't work. No, that will not work. And perhaps he allowed this little interruption with the internet today to give me an opportunity to remind you of that. Because other than that, I would have probably not. But you see, God is wonderful. He knows that there are reluctant people who listen to every broadcast, but they don't want to open their mouths and do the warfare as we're teaching it should be done. So this is your opportunity to get it together. Amen? This is your opportunity to get it together. So, the Word of God says, saints, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, for the time will come. Yes, the time will come, and it's already here. We're already living in it. We're already living in it. When they will not endure sound doctrine or sound teaching, people just won't listen to the Word of God and do what they ought to do. They're not going to do it. Amen? The time is already here. We don't have to wait on it to come. It is here. And we are living in it now. But after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. They can't wait to hear the next thing. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Like, wow. That's right. People that have been in church for many years have and still are losing their way. They don't want to do what God says to do, and that's all they're going to do. They made up their mind, this is about all I'm going to do, and that's that. Amen? So they run around. See, you see, the thing about it is when the word comes and it hits that rebellion and pride in you and you don't want to humble, submit, and change, you get offended. And so you decide you're not going to listen to this because it's dull and boring and they keep saying the same old things over and over. Well, the Lord's making the preacher say the same things over and over because you're not doing them. Amen? And so you decide you're going to find you something else to listen to that sounds better to you. And that's what this scripture talks about when it says having itching ears. You hear some new thing. Oh, is this the day the Antichrist is coming? Oh, I heard about these kinds of gates. Oh, I heard about this, and then you're on a run. You know, years ago, we used to call these kind of people cruise-matics. They went from place to place to place to place to place, seeing some new teaching they could hear and find out all about so they can say they knew that. But you see, in the meantime, their personal lives were not improving necessarily. They might have been okay, but they're not progressing the way the Lord would have them to. You know, saints, there's a lot of information in Christendom that can be had by everyone. However, if you do not find out how to cause your life to be what God would have it to be, then what have you got? You have a lot of information, but your life still is not pleasing to the Lord. That won't work, saints. It just won't work. Amen? It just doesn't work. You got a head full of knowledge, so to speak, and you still do not have what God wants you to have. You're still not there. So, you know, your practical, everyday, personal life, your prayer life, seeking the Lord, hearing from him, all of those kinds of things, they're not working for you. Why? Because you don't want to hear about that anymore. You don't want to hear about you got to get rid of your sin. You don't want to hear about turning from your wicked ways. You don't want any correction at all, and you don't want anybody to tell you anything. And when they do, you have the audacity to get angry because you don't want to be corrected. Well, where are you going to get to if nobody can correct your error? How are you going to grow? What's going to happen with you? You see? So at some point, it's time to grow up. Amen? It's time to grow up. It's time to say, okay, that's a childish attitude. And I need to be done with it. That's a very childish attitude of I just don't want to be corrected and I don't want anybody telling me anything. Well, how are you going to live? The scriptures are going to always reprimand you when you're wrong. The scriptures are going to always correct you and teach you what is right in Christ, because that's the purpose of the scriptures. They were God-breathed to teach you how to live to please God. Can't sit up and tell God, I'm not going to do this. I don't want to do that. I just don't want to hear that, God. I'm going to tell you now. I just don't want to hear it. It's not going to work. Okay? It's just not going to work. So, I just thank the Lord for blessing us with truth. Amen? So, the Word of God says in 2 Timothy, that they shall turn away their ears from the truth. They will turn away their ears from the truth. And when they do, they shall be turned unto fables. That means you're going to get stories, but they're not going to benefit you. And they're not going to be loaded with the truth of God's word that would transform your life. One of the weaknesses of the body of Christ is that most of what is considered as Christians do not read or study the scriptures hardly ever. And you know you've met a lot of those people already. They're not busy with their face in the scriptures. They're busy doing their own thing. And they walk around in a lot of presumption and a ton of error. I recently read a headline that evangelicals account for a higher share of practicing Christians than most of the mainline denominations. The American Bible Society released information on a survey of 3,354 adults, found that practicing Christians, now this is the definition they give of practicing Christians: one who identifies as a Christian, who attends a religious service at least once a month, who strongly agrees that their faith is very important in their lives and have incorporated the faith into their life and routine in a transformative way. That's right. As contrast to the self-identified Christians, these are different from the practicing Christians in this survey. The self-identified Christians are those who simply say that they believe. I don't know what they believe, and some of them probably don't either. And this survey has uncovered some interesting truth. And we're going to hear about this truth that's been uncovered. So now bear with me. A new survey reveals that evangelicals, that's people like us, account for a higher share of practicing Christians than their mainline counterparts. This study was released by the American Bible Society, and it was conducted in January. And I've just explained to you the difference between those that they categorize as practicing Christians and those that they categorize as self-identified Christians. Those are the ones who simply say that they believe. So they broke it down, and they determined that within the ranks of the practicing Christians in these over 3,000 people that they surveyed, that 42% of them had a strong evangelical tradition, 31% were of historically black denominations, and 28% of them were mainline Protestants, and 22% of them were Catholic. They also determined that of the practicing Christians, that 67% of them are what they call scripture engaged. And 29% of those persons were in the movable middle, and I'll define that in a minute. And 4% of them are scripture disengaged. They're not engaged in the scriptures, you see. They're doing something else. So they defined scripture engagement by assessing a scripture engagement scale. And they gave a questionnaire to determine about the frequency that these people read the Bible and the impact that the Bible has on their lives and its influence in their choices and decisions. So, the Bible-engaged Christians got a score of at least 100 on the scripture engagement scale that was used. These people are defined as those who interact with their Bible regularly, and the values and principles that are found in the Bible mostly influence their relationships with God and others. Those that were on that took the survey, categorized as being the movable middle, they received a score from 70 to 99 on the scripture engagement scale. And these are people who sporadically interact with the Bible on the low end. And to those who periodically open the Bible as a source of spiritual insight and wisdom, that means when they need some help, they'll just flip it open, try to find a psalm, and then close it back up. That's basically it. The Bible disengaged person scored less than 70 on the scripture engagement scale, and they interact infrequently with the Bible, and it has minimal influence on their daily lives. But you see, all of these people are considered practicing Christians. Now, the survey found that of the practicing Christians, three-quarters of them read their Bible once a week. Percent read the Bible at least once a month, at least monthly. Isn't that interesting? You have a daily life, but you read the Bible maybe once a month. Okay. Now, on the contrast, the non-practicing Christians, those that just say, I believe, 28% of them engage with the scripture on a weekly basis. What does that mean? Chances are they have one of those little devotional books you can find in the grocery store at the dry cleaners, and they turn to it every day and read one scripture and a little story that's with it, and that's about all they're going to do. 39% read the Bible at least once a month. All right? So, this is interesting. It was determined that of the practicing Christians, 46% of them believe that the Bible is the actual word of God and should be taken literally word for word. Then there's an additional 40% who think this. They agree that the Bible is the inspired word of God and has no errors, although some verses, in their opinion, are meant to be symbolic rather than literal. It's a symbol. It doesn't mean exactly what the Bible says. That's what they think. And so we find that the self-identified Christians, those who say they just believe, they're holding on to that point of view, that the Bible's the inspired word of God. It doesn't have any errors. But in some verses, that's symbolic. God doesn't actually mean what he actually said. Okay? Now, it also found out that while half of the practicing Christians reported that the amount of Bible reading they've engaged in has increased over the past year, the other group, the We Just Believe group of Christians, said the same thing, which I found to be really interesting. All of them said that their Bible reading has increased over the past year. Every one of them. They all declare this. So this kind of information is very enlightening. So that tells us that the church needs to recognize that there are a growing number of people who call themselves Christians but don't actually know how to interact with the Bible or to live a life dedicated to Christ. Now, how about that? What does that make you think? So others need, you know, we have real opportunities to help people that don't ever do the things we do here at Miracle Internet Church. And so I wanted us to know about this because it's real. It's real, and it affects every aspect of our lives as Christians. Why? Because parts of the body of Christ just don't do the things that we know to be right. Amen? And so you see them doing strange things that you would never think to do. Why? If you don't read the word, how are you supposed to know? How are you supposed to know? That's a good question. So the Lord is bringing our attention to the significance and importance of each believer engaging with God's word. You see, saints, many persons who consider themselves to be Christians don't study the scriptures or know what the Bible really said. They live in error and much presumption. Oh, well, they didn't get this job. So it hasn't got anything to do with how they live for Jesus or whether they don't actually live for Jesus. They just guess he didn't want them to have that job. It does not matter how many times that situation presents itself over and over. They say to themselves, well, he just didn't want me to have that one. When the Bible actually says that the Lord delights for us to prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper. They think that God's allowed this disease in their life to teach them a lesson. Well, you see, the Bible says that he healed them all. He healed them all. By the stripes of Jesus, you have been healed. Calvary took place a long time ago. You have been healed. But no, they firmly believe. And if you try to discuss it with them, they don't want to hear it. They are not open to truth. Because they don't study the scriptures. They don't read the Bible. Even though grandmama died and left that family Bible right there for them to read, they don't do it. They watched her do it, but they don't do it. And that's the way a lot of people are. And so when you go to pray for them to receive from the Lord, they have much difficulty in receiving. They even have resisting demons in them. You see? Saints, in Matthew chapter 22, verse 29, Matthew chapter 22, verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, Jesus speaking, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. You err, you walk in error when you do not know the scriptures and you do not know the power of God. You're not actually in the faith. You're outside. Why? Because of what you do not know and what you have not chosen to believe. And you see, that happened in the Bible to the Jews. That happened to the Jews. It actually happened to them that way. You see, Jesus said clearly that those who do not know the scriptures are highly susceptible to a spirit of error. They're highly susceptible to walking in deceit. In Acts chapter 13, beginning with verse 26, Acts chapter 13, beginning with verse 26, it reads as follows. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. To you is the word of this salvation sent. Amen? So, for they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets. Well, where would you find the voices of the prophets? In the Old Testament. That's where the voices of the prophets are recorded, in the entire Old Testament. So because they didn't know the Old Testament, even though it was read to them in synagogue every Sabbath, they could not recognize Jesus. They were blinded. They were blinded. And nor did they realize that in their blindness, they were actually fulfilling those scriptures when they condemned him. So now, isn't that powerful? Because they didn't know the Father. How do you get to know God? Through his word. That's how you get to know him. Through his word. Because they did not know him. They couldn't recognize him. They didn't put their hearts into believing all the Old Testament, the voices of the prophets, even though it was read to them in synagogue every single Sabbath. They were blocked off. You know, there are some people who just hate to receive truth. They won't do it. It doesn't matter what the subject matter is. In their lives, they have a strong blockage to truth because they have determined that I'm going to believe this right here. Whether it's actually substantiated or not, they've determined this is what they're going to believe. And when you actually present overwhelming evidence to the contrary, they still won't receive it. And some of you have those persons in your family. You see, that God has given to every person the measure of faith to believe him. But you got to use that. It can't just sit there dormant. You got to do something with it. Amen? So here it shows us that the religious rulers of Jesus' day could not receive him because they didn't know him, nor the Father. They did not know the voices of the prophet. You see, Jesus was born where the scripture said he was going to be born. But you'll see it when you read the Gospels, conclusion, well, the Bible doesn't say, the scriptures doesn't say anywhere that anybody comes out of Nazareth, blah, 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 thinking they knew something. Just look and see. It doesn't say that. Amen. So since they didn't give their hearts to believe as God would have them to, they couldn't recognize Jesus when he came. However, when Jesus was taken to the temple after he was born, right after he was born, Anna the prophetess and the other prophet there recognized Jesus as an infant. He hadn't done one miracle. He hadn't opened one blind eye, but they recognized him as the Messiah. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? I think that's scriptures in Luke. Let me go there right quick. You see, it's possible if you have your heart open to the Lord. Okay, here it is in Luke chapter 2, and I'm going to begin with verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Mm-hmm. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. And Simeon blessed the child and went on. And in verse 36, there was one Anna, a prophetess of the tribe of Asher. And she was of great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was now a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayer night and day. And she coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Okay? So you see, saints, if those two could determine as a babe that he was the Messiah, surely all of the Jews and the rulers had an opportunity too. What you do with that measure of faith to believe God is very, very important. It's very, very important. Jesus, in John chapter 5, verse 39, John chapter 5, verse 39, he says to us, search the scriptures, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. This is what Jesus told the Jews. He told them to go get in the Old Testament, get in there, search it out. Because these scriptures, you think because of them you have eternal life. Well, those same scriptures are the ones that talk of me, Jesus was saying. Evidently, some of them listened to him and others of them did not. Saints, we should search the scriptures to know our God better. In Acts chapter 17, beginning with verse 10, Acts chapter 17, beginning with verse 10, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night into Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These, speaking of the saints in Berea, were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word of God with all readiness of mind. They received the word of God with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures once a month, twice a year. No, daily. They search the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. Now, so if they could figure it out, what was wrong with the Jewish rulers? That's a good question. You see, the saints at Berea were considered as more noble than the saints in Thessalonica. The saints of Berea had greater character and higher moral qualities than those in Thessalonica, because they had a better attitude concerning the word of God. They had a better attitude concerning the word of God. You know, the Bible says that the Lord has exalted his word above his name. He places it very highly. And we ought to have that very same reverence for the word of God. We ought to have that same loyalty to the truth of the word of God. You see, saints, we have to look inside our heart, and we have to determine what value and what importance we place on the Holy Scriptures. I remember years and years ago, I was still out in the workplace. And wherever I went, I took my Bible. On Sundays, Pastor Pat would talk about my little Bible. And she'd make me take it out and show it to everybody. And it was obvious my Bible had been through many a war. And so people at work, my technicians would ask me, well, why do you take your Bible everywhere you go? I said, well, first of all, I can never tell when the time will come I'll have to witness to somebody, and I'll need to turn to the scriptures to show them what I'm saying. They have to see it in print. You see, there are some people you can tell them, and they won't believe you. You'll have to open your Bible and literally place the scripture under their nose so they can see it themselves before they'll believe. There are people like that. And a lot of them are the young people. So, sometimes you'll find me giving away Bibles to young people so that they can have an opportunity to open the Bible, read what it says, and find out that what we're telling them is really the truth about God. They don't have to guess, scratch their head, go to the History Channel, go to YouTube. They can actually open the Bible and understand what God is saying to them. And so in this ministry, we literally flood you with scriptures. Why? Because you have to become built up in the word of God to be in God and in his word. You have to become established in the scriptures. You've got to be rooted and grounded in the love of God. Well, you can't be if you don't know the word. Amen? And so with all due diligence, we only use the King James Version of the Bible. Amen? You see, saints, it's important where you go to church. It's important who you listen to. It's important which Bible you read. So, the saints in Berea searched the scriptures every day so that they could determine for themselves if the teachings that Paul and Silas were expounding to them was actually the truth. Can you actually go find this in the word of God? And the Bible says many of them believed because they were able to look in the Bible and see this is really the truth. This is really what God says. As a result of their preparation, the preparation of their hearts and minds to receive the truth and their willingness to search and study the scriptures daily, many of those persons in that area became believers. You see, we're not just throwing you out there going, oh, go witness to somebody. No, we're teaching you the word of God. You see, we cast demons out of you, and we just keep on casting them out, keep on casting them out. But if you don't have any word in you, if you're not grounded in the scriptures, when the next round of devils comes to attack you, you'll fall. You've got to find strength and stability in your God and in his word so that when those devils come back to attack, you're standing firm. You've got to learn how to fight so when they show back up, you can attack back. You can send the attack back. If you're not rooted and grounded in the word, it's easy for the enemy to get you off course. It's not hard. You're lacking knowledge. But God wants you to have the knowledge of the word of God so that you can be fruitful and bear even more fruit. Amen? Yes, it's the truth. It's so. So, what a difference the scriptures make in human life. Here you have the Berean Christians, the saints that lived at Berea. They got far more out of the exact same teaching from Paul and Silas than the saints that lived in Thessalonica got out of it. Why? Because of their attitude toward the word of God. Because of their willingness to sacrifice the time and search the scriptures daily. The same teachings that Paul and Silas did in Thessalonica was the exact same teachings they did in Berea. It was the people's attitude, reverence toward the word, and their willingness to search the scriptures daily that made the difference. It made a tremendous difference, not just in their lives, but in the lives of the other people in that area. Because you see, high-quality saints end up reproducing how quality saints. Why? Because when the people come to them to ask them, well, what did you do? They're going to tell them, well, I learned this and I learned that, and it's in the Bible right here, and I'll show it to you right there. And this, and this is that. How do you know? It's in the Bible right here, and it's in the Bible right there. And that's how we know that what Paul and Silas are telling us the truth, because we went and found it in the Bible. Yes. But as the study that we talked about earlier pointed out, many persons who claim to be Christians do not know the word of God. And you've got those folks in your family, saints. I'm telling you, you do. I know you do. Claim to be Christians. If you try to tell them they're not and they're off, they will pitch a fit. But they don't know the word. They'll tell you they don't believe in demons. Well, how can they not believe in demons and have the right Jesus Christ? You see, a lot of people don't even have the right Jesus Christ. They have a Jesus Christ that doesn't line up with the scriptures. The Jesus Christ that is manifested and expounded in the scriptures cast out demons. So obviously he believed in demons. So if they don't believe in demons, they don't have the right Jesus Christ yet. How can you be saved with a fake Jesus Christ? You can't be. You have to have the Jesus Christ that the scriptures reveal, not the God of your own understanding and your own imagination. Amen? Amen. Saints, there is grave danger in not knowing what the scripture says about our God and concerning Christian life. Those who choose to remain ignorant of the word can very easily be taken advantage of and led astray by false teachers and by those who are unlearned in the word. And by any voice that comes along. That is the truth. Let me find this scripture for you right quick. Here it is, back right here. I think I skipped one. I was supposed to share with you. Amen. I'll find that one in a minute. As a matter of fact, where did I? Oh, here it is. Let's go to Hosea first. Before we go to that other scripture, let's go to Hosea. because God is really blunt about this in this particular scripture. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, God is very direct, straightforward, and to the point. He says, my people, not somebody else's people, my people, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He didn't say their feelings got hurt. He said their lives are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge, because of ignorance of the word of God and ignorance of his power. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Amen. It says, you've forgotten the law of thy God, so I will also forget thy children. That's dangerous. That's just downright dangerous. We cannot afford to sit back and have an emptiness where we're supposed to be filled with the knowledge of God's word. The Bible says that those that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Well, you can't be strong in spiritual warfare if you don't know God. How are you going to get to know him? In his word. That's right. Now, amen, that's how it works. It's no formula. You actually have to get in the word. You can't skirt around it or get around it, or any of those other things people try to do. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning with verse 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning with verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind. Shaken in mind. Yeah, vacillating back and forth, can't make up your mind. You're here one day and there's the next day. Don't be that way. That's what he's saying. Or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. Do not allow this to happen. You see, a lot of people are deceived because they allow for it. Some people just don't even bother to go to the Lord and ask him, Lord, if this is right, let me know. If it's wrong, let me know. I don't know where to find this in the Bible, but if you could just let me know, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. God will answer that prayer. But you see, you have a better advantage because you are exposed to a lot of scriptures. Some of you sit there and don't bother to take notes. Now, I'm talking to those of you that have to drive or do other things while you listen to the broadcast. I'm talking about those of you that are just sitting there listening and you don't even bother to write the scriptures down that you're given and look them up later. That's not so bright. That's not wisdom. Amen? It's not wisdom. It's simply not. No man deceive you by any means. Okay, that also applies when you go to buy tires. That also applies when you go to buy a washing machine. That also applies when you go to buy property. Jesus is very practical. He says, let no man deceive you by any means whatsoever. But if you don't practice Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, you got a good chance of being deceived. When you go to the grocery store, let no man deceive you by any means. They're standing out there on the corner with this watchtower and this other newspaper, and they're trying to peddle it to you as fast as you can. Let no man deceive you by any means. Okay? Amen. In verse 5, Paul says the following to them. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Remember the former teachings you received. Some of you don't ever go back and recast to make sure you got as much as you could out of a sermon. Well, we encourage you to do so. We redid an entire website to be a blessing and a help to you. Maximize its use in your life. We went through a lot of work, a lot of hours, a lot of headache, a lot of prayer, a lot of warfare, and a lot of trouble to get you a completely new website to work with so that you have a tool here. In addition, we got you an app so you can carry it in your cell phone wherever you are. We did this to help you. Maximize the usage of the website to your own advantage. Amen. Amen. You see, saints? Whew. Our archive has years of truth where saints have been told these things that we ought to know. I encourage you yet again to ask the Holy Spirit to take you into the archive so that you can learn what you must know. You must know some things. And some of you write me, and the very question you're asking me, I know it's in the archive. I know it. I already know it. I was sitting right there when the sermon was preached originally. I know it's there. However, there are still too many of you who are not doing this. When we stand before the Lord, our hands, those of the leadership of this ministry, will be clean concerning this matter where you are concerned. The Lord says to read that to you again. When we stand before the Lord, our hands, the hands of those who are in the leadership of this ministry, will be clean concerning this matter where you are concerned. These messages have already been preached. Amen. The messages have already been preached. Yes, they have. Amen. The messages have already been preached. They're all over the website. But the concentration of them is in the archive. We've talked about this before. You have 24 hours a day that you may recast them and learn. The opportunity is yours as long as the internet lasts. There are those who are familiar with the Word of God but will not obey the Word. That's right. There are those who are familiar with the Word of God but will not obey the Word of God. So in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 5, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 5, I will get me unto the great men and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord. They've known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bond. That's right. There are people. They're familiar with the Word of God, but they don't intend the Word of God. That's dangerous. You see, you have to face the living Word once you leave this earth. You cannot afford to reject the written Word of God because the living Word is sitting there watching you do it. And when you stand before him to give an account of the things done in your body, you're going to have to deal with it. Amen. And the record will already be there of everything that Pastor Pat has preached and everything that I've preached. And everything we've all prayed and every scripture that's ever been posted, the record will be there. And it will prove that we have been faithful to the ministry and faithful to the anointing on this ministry and faithful to you. But you have to do something with your responsibility. You have an opportunity and a responsibility, but you must enact it. We cannot do that for you. It's like this. I can buy you a toothbrush and I can buy you toothpaste, but you have to brush your own teeth. Saints, you don't have time to goof off. You do not have time to goof off. Things are changing concerning our world very rapidly. The globalists want full and complete control of every single aspect of every single life. You don't have time to play games. You do not yet realize how critical the hour is, nor how dark the world has become spiritually in a short time. I remember that years ago they would say to us in church, the day will come that they will come to your house and demand your Bible. What will you do then? Are you going to turn over your Bible? Well, tell me, what are you going to do? No internet and no Bible. What you going to do? Have you hid enough of the Word of God in your heart so that you don't sin against the Lord and follow the Antichrist? Well, have you? Amen, have you? Thinking that you are still following Jesus. You know, there are people that have defected from Jesus, but if you ask them, they haven't defected at all. They're still right there with the Lord. Well, I got news for you. They've defected. They have not maintained the faith as it was once delivered to the saints. Yes, they have a Christian broadcast. Yes, it's on a Christian channel. Yes, they're saying some scriptures out of the Bible, they're doing all of this and all of that, but they have actually defected from the faith. Amen? So, saints, don't get caught up in that trap. Many persons who still believe that they are Christians, even though in truth they have left the faith and leading others astray. They have a different spirit, not the Holy Spirit. They have the Kundalini spirit, and we will not allow that spirit to infect those of you who actually do the instructions that we teach you. However, if you are swallowing teachings from everywhere, we will not be held responsible for your demonization. You get demon possessed, we're not responsible if you're here, there, and everywhere. You want to go over here, go over there, and then when we tell you do such and such, you do it the way you feel like doing it instead of actually following the instructions. We're not responsible. Why? Because you're not doing as you've been instructed here. You're doing your own thing. You got your own mind. You're going to do it your way. Well, actually, you're in self-will. You're in pride. And God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. The Bible says to obey those that have the rule over you. Well, when you come here, I'm the pastor. Tell you, you need to get in the scriptures, and you see in the Bible that Jesus says, search the scriptures, and you decide you know better than that. It's not on me. It's on you, dear. When we stand before Jesus, my hands are clean. Amen. In Matthew chapter 23, beginning with verse 3, Matthew chapter 23, beginning with verse 3, the Bible says, "Soever they bid you to observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not." They tell you to do the right thing, but they don't do it. And some of you are listening to what you consider to be a fine ministry, and if you actually knew what was going on in the background, you wouldn't think they were so fine. So we tell you, go to the Holy Spirit and let him deal with you. Should I be doing this? Do you want me to read that book? I remember there was this one book. I was at work. This young man gave me this book. And it was a nice little paperback book. And it talked about the end times. And I intended to read it. And the Lord would not allow me to read that. He made me give it back to him. You see, if you actually walk with the Lord and obey him, you're out of traps. But you have to be willing to obey him. Many persons, when I get back to the next scripture, hold on, let me get to verse 5. I skipped verse 5. Matthew 23, verse 5. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They do their works to be seen of people, not because they're doing it as unto the Lord, so that he will be pleased with their life. So, many persons took issue with Dr. Pat because God used her teachings in the body of Christ that was and is still leading saints away from Jesus and from the faith that he came to reestablish. A lot of people got offended when Dr. Pat began to talk about what some people consider to be generals in the faith. Why? Because what they had learned, they learned under that ministry. Well, while you may have learned some good things about the Lord and about the scriptures under that ministry, when that ministry goes astray, if you're still got your nose stuck under there and you're not listening to the Lord, you're going to go in error when they go in error. And a lot of people have done that, into error, behind their favorite preacher or teacher, behind their favorite divinator. You see, a lot of people started out right, but they came into contact with an influence that was not right, And they took from that influence, and so their faith became corrupted with a mixture of things, some of the truth, some error. And so from that point forward, what they fed out was part truth and part error. God doesn't want you to have any error at all. He gives you the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Many persons will not receive truth when you uncover their favorite celebrity preacher. When you say, oh, well, did you know such and such and such? That person's doctrine is no longer right point on with the scriptures. Oh, they get in a huff. Oh, they get offended. Oh, they don't want to hear it. Oh, they'll stop talking to you. They'll block you. They'll block you out of their phone. Serious. They won't answer the door if you come by. They won't return your calls. They don't want to hear it. Why? Because they are idolizing their favorite celebrity preacher. So as far as they're concerned, their favorite celebrity preacher can do no wrong and can have no error. But we all know that the Word gives us the truth. The Word of God and the Spirit of God agree. That's right. Many of these people, you see, the body of Christ now has an entire culture of celebrity preachers. This was not always the case. This has come about in recent years. The celebrity preacher, you know, this person's in lights all the time, and they have this humongous ministry. And you know the way it goes. Many of whom are not correct in their beliefs nor teaching, but ignorant and rebellious persons flock to these preachers because the gospel that they preach is easy on the flesh. It's easy on the flesh. Self is at the center, not Jesus Christ. Many of them are, as the saying goes, falling like flies. They cannot withstand the pressure of ministry nor the wiles and strategies of the devil. They are falling like flies. And then they want you to have this standard for them that says, when you go into sin, you need to do this. But when I go into sin, you're just supposed to overlook it. Well, that's not what the Bible says. That's not what the Bible says. So, saints, I encourage you to get into the scriptures. Work to prove that you really are among God's holy people, and then you will never stumble or fall away. God will open the gates of heaven for you to enter into his eternal kingdom. 2 Peter chapter 3, 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 16. 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 16. Also, in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which some things are hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable, unlearned and unstable wrestle, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but instead grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what God wants. He wants us to get deeper into the scripture, saints. When you recast the broadcast, sit there and take notes. Write down the scriptures. Look them up. So that in looking them up, you are digesting the word. You're putting it into your spirit so that you don't sin against God. We live in very treacherous and perilous times. You got to know the word of God. You have to know your God, and you have to have faith in him and in his promise. There is no way to make it successfully if you don't. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, saints, we would like for you to take God seriously. Because God is very serious. You see all the difficulty we had tonight with the technology. Why? Because the devil didn't want you to hear this word. That's why. You see, hearing this word is going to be the difference between life and death in somebody. And that somebody might end up being you. So, oh, by the way, Brother Bill, that problem has been resolved. Thank the Lord. Amen. I told you, if we just pressed on, God would do what he always does for us. Amen. So, Brother Bill, we're ready to hear the testimonies in Jesus' name.
The Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. Yes, saints, you see, you just got to keep fighting. You can't run. No cowards in God's army. You just keep fighting, pressing through, and you'll win no matter what. We kept fighting, and we won. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Even though they'd taken out the whole internet in our area, we still won. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Nina has an awesome praise report. I decided to take my dogs out for a joyride. When we arrived home, our neighbor's huge dog was out. My daughter lost track of our dog, and the two dogs started running towards each other, but our dog went on in the house and nothing happened. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord, because she prays for her pets every day. Praise you, Lord. That's the key. You've got to pray for everyone in your household. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your protection. You even take care of our animals. We pray. Praise you for that, Lord. You're worthy of all of our praise. We just praise you, Lord. ATG has a praise report. Father, I thank you that you are healing my mind and giving me clarity and direction. Thank you, Father, that my body is being healed each day. Thank you, Lord, that you are covering my mind and heart with your grace and your mercy and your healing power. Thank you, Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord, for leading me to godly pastors that speak the word and live and walk your word each day. And thank you for their families, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just praise you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's so nice when somebody appreciates you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Aunt Rose has a praise report. I thank you, God, for the saints posting about alms. I do give alms. However, it's been a while. Today I went to a couple stores, but God would not allow me to buy anything. Praise the Lord. Before going in the store, I saw a homeless gentleman with a food sign. He looked at me, and I wanted to do something. I could tell the Holy Spirit was prompting me to do something. I said, well, Lord, I have no cash. Long story short, I bought him food and drink, and I put in some tracks in the bag, and thank you, Lord. And he told me, God bless you, and thank you, and just smiled. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And it wasn't our plan today, but it was God. Thank you for that. In case this praise, thanks God for the link. Laura Ann posted about blocking healing and deliverance. I had such a hardness, I couldn't figure out what my problem was. I was actually walking in unforgiveness. Thank you, Jesus, for your patience and truth and for caring ministry of the saints. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that. It's awesome when you correct us. Help us all to take correction and not get offended. Dina has a praise report. I got immediate results when I repeated what Pastor Sabrina told us to say. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. After re-listening to a light to our path, I realized that I kept going around the same mountain in one area of my life. It kept hindering my spiritual growth, but not diligently attacking this hindrance with all the tools the Lord has provided for us. Thank you for this revelation, Lord. I ask you for your help and grace to nail it to the cross and move forward in Jesus' name. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And praise the Lord that Dina is doing what the pastor was preaching about tonight. She's starting to attack them things in her life. She's doing what she's supposed to do. Praise you, Lord, for that. Amori has a praise report. Heavenly Father, thank you for the strength to be able to stand my ground to bind the watcher and the peeper hovering over my house, the hawk. Thank you, Jesus, for protecting me and my family, including my pets. We praise you, Lord, for this. Praise you, Lord, that Amori's growing and understanding. Thank you, Lord. You're teaching us all how to war, and we're all growing and all learning. And my present time of my present help in times of trouble has an awesome praise report. She was on her way to work on I-75, and a tire and rim came off a car, and it was traveling straight towards her. But an invisible hand knocked it out of the way, and she was saved. And all she could say was, hallelujah, 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 praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Thank you, Lord. And the Holy Spirit told her to turn on her red and blue lights so it would attract other drivers' attention behind her so they wouldn't get in any trouble. And thank you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Beloved has a praise report. This is my first full month since resigning from my job without pay from my employer, but the Lord has provided everything for me. He's provided all my needs. I praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. And it's because I'm walking not by sight, but I'm walking by faith is what it all boils down to. Thank you, Lord, for that. We praise you, Lord, for that. Ariana has a praise report. A pencil that she was drawing with broke, and it would have cost her a lot to replace it, but the Lord told her to take it back to the store, and they replaced it. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Praise you, Lord. And this is awesome, saints. Y'all are really going to love it. Remember when Pastor Sabrina was telling KK and NK that they didn't have to worry that it was all done? So all they had to do when we have officially found our new home. It fulfills all of what Pastor Sabrina's words were spoken that night. I called in and was asking for prayer. We recast the message, wrote down the words that were spoken, would regularly read them out loud as a family, would read supporting scriptures, pray together in the spirit, and seeing God do exactly what he said he'd do. The new home is such a blessing. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And KK has another praise report. I had struggled for a long time balancing work and family. Last week, I asked God to help me fully understand, change my way of thinking and understanding, help me to grow and mature. Today, God did exactly that. He showed me that when I am about his business on behalf of my family, then he's about mine. For the first time I can remember, I made a decision to not let work interrupt any more important responsibilities of being a husband and a father. Praise you, Lord, for that. We give you glory and honor. Praise you, Lord. You're growing us all up. And he has another praise report. I received a client at work after the previous person who managed the client's relationship left my employer back in April. Other people at work turned it down because of several changes and obstacles to keeping the relationship. Even my manager said it would be unlikely the relationship could stay. I asked God to bless that relationship and help me turn it around so that there were no more issues. After 6 months of working on that resolution, the resolution came. My employer said the client can stay, a committed client thing. Everyone understands. Praise you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, that you're helping in work and everything else. And he says about 2 weeks ago, got down on my knees, come to the Lord, confessing and repenting the sins that kept going on against his family. And I asked God for Ezekiel. He prayed the scripture, and the Lord helped him, said, I am willing. And in those areas I am not willing, I am willing to be made willing. Praise you, Lord. Sounds like something the pastor was repeating tonight. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And he's given him a heart. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Deborah Ells has a praise report. I recast an old sermon with Dr. Pat about dreams. She brought up a witch who had challenged her in the spirit and sent a demon called Squash Blossom. The witch had made a necklace with squash blossoms out of silver and stones embedded. The Lord reminded me several years ago I had that same kind of necklace, so I got rid of it. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And I had bought it from a native. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I destroyed it, got rid of it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, saints, if you will let the Holy Ghost guide you in those archives, you'll find what you need. He'll show you, because it's everything the pastor was saying tonight. It's all right there. Everything you need is here. Over 1,000 sermons. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Amori has a praise report. Thank you for revealing why my audio Bible has been sounding so low. My dad would go into my room when I'm sleeping and would turn it down. He was led by his demons to do so. So now Amori knows how to pray about that. And she says, thank you, Lord, that you'll supply all my needs. I had a successful day at the eye doctor and was able to get contact with help of insurance and the glasses for backup this time. Praise you, Lord, for that. We praise you, Lord. And NK has a praise report. Sometime last year, I got a really serious in a fight against AK's choice to sometimes cheat on schoolwork. I prayed for the Holy Ghost to make him feel sick if he even thought about doing it again. Today, he told me for about the fifth time since my prayer, he actually does feel sick of his stomach every time he thinks about cheating. Wow. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord, that you're working on our children. Michael C. has a praise report. I was here on Sunday in the prayer room, and I mentioned that I wasn't doing good, wasn't able to read the word, wasn't able to pray. And I took some good advice in the chat room, and the Lord woke me up today in the middle of a dream, and I got up and started to pray. I got back my prayer life. I started listening to the word, and that made the whole difference, and I praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. And I want to thank all the people that prayed for me, too. ATG has a praise report. I've been placing prayers in the prayer warriors room concerning my grandson and his football team about being protected with the blood of Jesus and come with Psalms 91 during practice and during the games. And things have really turned around for him and his team. I give praise to God and glory and thank you, Lord. And saints, I had two sisters that had sons over in the heat of battle, over in Afghanistan as Marines on the front lines, and they would read Psalms 91 over them every day and claim it, and they came back. Praise you, Lord, for that. It really works. ATG has another praise report. I'm sorry. It's the same one. Here it is. I thank God that after the fast and prayers, I'm thinking clearer. I got more focused on things instead of pushing them to the side. The fog is going away. I've dropped some weight. It's all awesome. Thank you, Prayer Wars. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord, that you're breaking through. Praise you, Lord. And NK has a praise report about the fast, too. I found so much satisfaction and safety in following the simple, strict guidelines, soup, water, communion. They were such clear guardrails. I got an experience of being my father's obedient child, not too concerned that there's much I don't know and can't presently see, confident and safe in his love. Thank you, Father, for taking care of me. And Amori has another praise report. I asked the Holy Spirit to be in the midst of my job. A co-worker placed buckets of Halloween candy in the store, and kids were just running wild, grabbing them, and there were candy wrappers everywhere. And I just thank God that in the midst of all this, that I didn't go sneaking any candy from the buckets. Praise you, Lord, for that. And our last praise report, saints, is holiness revealing to me more things I needed to get rid of during the fast, and for deliverance I also received. Now, saints, I didn't have time to get to all the praise reports today. I will read them Friday night. And we just give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord Jesus. These are wonderful praise reports. We see that the saints are growing, they're overcoming, and they're listening to you, and they're following your guidance, Holy Ghost. And we just praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. You're worthy of all our praise. These are wonderful praise reports. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. What a wonderful praise report.
Praise the Lord. Those are some wonderful testimonies. Praise. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful testimony. Now, saints, for a couple of minutes, I know you may not, some of you may not know about the kidnapping. We prayed about it briefly at the beginning, but I want to fill in the gaps for some of you that don't, that have not had the opportunity to find out about it. There was a gang that kidnapped 17 missionaries while they were on a trip to visit an orphanage in Haiti, I think it was a few Saturdays ago. And they have demanded $1 million each for each person for their safe return. That's ridiculous. Often these gangs know these demands cannot be met, and they will consider a counteroffer for families, and negotiations can take a couple of days or a couple of weeks. But, Lord, thieves shouldn't get any money. They should be put in prison. They kidnapped missionaries, and it included 6 men, 6 women, and 5 children. 16 of them are Americans, and one is a Canadian. And they represented an Ohio-based Christian aid ministry. And the missionaries were working with an international aid organization when this gang of 400 kidnapped them. In fact, the strangest thing, the name of this gang, whose name I can't pronounce too well, translates into inexperienced men. I would say inexperienced males. Anyway, they are known for brazen killings, ransom kidnappings, and extorting businessmen. They reported that several members of this minister's church, a family of 5, including 4 children, are among the kidnapped missionaries. And that the youngest child that from his church that was kidnapped is under 10 years old. So you see, you can be doing the will of God on a mission under 10 years old and get kidnapped by a gang. The minister says our primary focus is on God and his providence to bring us through this. And then they tell you that what the White House secretary has to say, and that she isn't going to reveal the identities of the missionaries, blah, blah, blah. You know how that goes. The FBI is doing this, and the State Department is doing that, and the U.S. government is doing this, and we're not going to give you too much detail. You know, and at the embassy in Port-au-Prince, blah, blah, and blah, blah. They want this ministry to pray for the safe return of missionaries. And so tonight we prayed about that. And when Brother Marshall comes in a few seconds, he's going to pick up on that too, along with the other prayer requests for tonight that Brother Bill is posting now. And so one of the reasons I came back and read this to you is because I want you to pray in your prayer time for these people. You see, they're basically just like you. They're Christians. They were doing some missionary work to go to an orphanage in Haiti to help out in the name of the Lord. And they got kidnapped, and now they're in the middle of an international incident, and their lives are in danger. You see, before when we prayed, they were way over in Afghanistan, all that was going on. Well, they're closer to the home field now. That's right, to those of us who live on this side of the lake. Well, ocean, actually. But I want you to understand that people from all denominations are praying and fasting. And they're reminding us of James 5:16, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And there are children in this. And we are also praying for the kidnappers. And they said, we also desire that the kidnappers be transformed by the love of Jesus, the only true source of peace, joy, and forgiveness. So, Saint, if I get a chance, I'll post this in the chat room for you. But I want you to remember that it's not just us four and no more. There are serious, serious life-changing circumstances going on all over the world. People that are in the body of Christ are part of the family of God. And it is our duty, to tell you the truth, to stand in the gap and to pray for them. So I would like for us to remember to do that. Amen. I would like for us to remember to do that. Dr. Pat and I used to go on the mission field all over the world. And on our second trip to Ghana, we got to the airport, and the army, the military, was there to pick us up. So you see, the Lord protected us, and he'll protect these Christian missionaries that are in Haiti in captivity by these demonic persons. So don't forget to pray for them. Amen? Amen. So let me see. I got to go find Brother Marshall. He's here somewhere. I've been so busy talking to you, I forgot to go look for him. But I'm looking now. I know he's here, and I know that he's going to help us. Amen. Okay, there we go, right here. Brother Marshall, how you doing? Okay, I can barely hear you. Let me keep going, looking and see what I can see.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure where to phone off. Got the other one off, I think.
I can hear you now. Whoops, I just lost him. I just lost it. Okay, I'm back.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. I can hear you now.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for your amazing grace in so many areas. All the wonderful praise reports, Father God. Thank you that you're teaching your children. Thank you for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. Thank you, Father God. You care for each one of us. And you put us here for such a time as this. Did Esther think it was a great thing that she had to pray and fast with all those in Shushan, the palace, when she found out about the horrible things that were planned? She said, well, if I perish, I perish, but she had to do it. So, Father God, we thank you. You've not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And we thank you that we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, love not our lives unto the death. But we thank you especially for the gift of your Son, Father, the gift of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for encouraging the missionaries and those involved with them to pray for their captors too, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for your love being shed abroad in the hearts of those. We thank you, Father God, for delivering all your saints that have been put in harm's way previously, Father God, and you're no respecter of persons. So move on the hearts of all those and protect those that are in harm's way, Father God. Give your angels charge over them in agreement with NK's prayers as well. All the benefits of Psalm 91, we know that's real, Father God, because that's your word, and it's an absolute guarantee. But it has to be prayed out loud, and it has to be prayed in faith, and we thank you for the increasing faith that comes by hearing your word. And we thank you, Father God, for the amazing privilege of hearing your word. We thank you that Israel shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob, the eye of Jacob, shall be upon a land of corn. That's the word of God, sowing of seed, because we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever, and wine. What does that wine symbolize? It symbolizes the destruction of the enemies. The enemies destroyed by the brightness of your coming. So we reckon ourselves crucified with Christ. And we were burned up because Christ provided himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Make all of our prayers effectual and fervent, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for doing so, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray for all these missionaries and all those in harm's way. And we thank you for hearing our prayers. And we thank you for moving on the hearts of them to pray for those, Father God, that did terrible things to them, Father God. As I remember hearing about the Amish people, they had some mind control person come in when I took my trip to Israel many years ago. I don't know how many years ago that was. I don't remember now. More than five anyway. And Father God, and they prayed for them. And what did you do? You did amazing things. You working on them. And I thank you, Father God, when I was taken captive, when I was in Nigeria, Father God, with all those I was just traveling with, Father God, that we didn't know what to do. We just prayed in the Spirit. And we thank you, Father God. You brought us out. And I thank you, Father God, for your mercy. And I was just like a little babe, Father God. And I still am in many ways. But I thank you for teaching us and protecting us. Thank you that your arm is not too short to save. I believe that's in Numbers 11:23. Your hand is not too short to save. So deliver all those in harm's way, Father God. And we ask for your divine help and intervention. The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of man, and give it to whomsoever he will, Father God. We ask for your divine intervention, Father God, concerning the plans from the so-called Biden regime, Father God, supposedly pretending to be in the White House, where I don't know even where they are on their movie sets, wherever they are, wanting to inject the children with this bioweapon, Father God. And Father God, there's some people that actually want to have this given to their children because they've been listening to the mainstream news media. And Father, we ask you to deliver each one of those people from those mind-blinding spirits. Satan, you, the mind-blinder, are bound. Every one of these spirits of ungodly mind control are bound. You, Satan, all your underlings are bound. Every spirit of pride, presumption. Well, Fauci said every spirit of idolatry is bound. Every spirit of the occult is bound. Every ungodly mind control spirit is bound. We cancel their assignments to all those involved and all those that bow the knees to Satan from the global elite. We bind every one of those ungodly spirits to kill, steal, and or destroy. You, Satan, are bound, and all your underlings are bound, even as it is written in Matthew 18:18. Jesus says unto us, as the body of Christ, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Jesus said, I have few of you on earth, great, such anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. Jesus said, the things I have done, you will do, and greater things than these. And we thank you for doing so, Father God, in Jesus, because Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, in John 14:13 and following, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The Father, we bind every one of these demons that are trying to run rampant and harm the children in Jesus' name. You, Satan, all your underlings are bound from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Proverbs 18:10. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And Ephesians 2:4-6. But God, and you raised us up together with Christ as we reckon ourselves dead to the old man, dead to pride, dead to selfishness, dead to idolatry, and dead to worship of man. No, we worship the Creator, not the created in Jesus. And we thank you for the Creator that created each one of us for his purposes for such a time as this. And you put us here for such a time as this. We ask you to anoint us afresh, fresh anointing, Father God, fresh anointing, that fresh anointing that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy as is written in Isaiah 10:27. We thank you for that anointing, Father God. And we thank you for the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we ask, Father God, that you overturn these plans of the so-called Biden regime to inject children five and over with the so-called COVID bioweapon. And when my youngest grandchild just turned five just recently. So, Father, we ask you to deliver each one, Father, in Jesus' name, from all these plans of all these people. And some of the people that think they're Christians think that, sure, this is just a normal medical procedure. They really don't know, Father. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. From our position of seated in heavenly places in Christ, we command that we know for the flow of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the bush, the deep, to all those who have interceded for, will intercede for, including the parents and all those involved in all layers of government, school boards and every other place, and corporations and every other place, from the fascist regimes all over the globe. In Jesus, we cancel their assignments to everyone, not just the United States, all over the nations. Those coming from China, those coming from France, and put all the nations, particularly in Australia and Canada, we bind all these fascist regimes and all the spirits of fascism with the people in corporations, high levels in corporations, and the people that have been planted there by deception in the different nations, leadership, so that we cancel their demonic assignments to rule and reign over the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Then we cancel your demonic assignments to steal, kill, and or destroy in the name of the Lord Jesus, who has all power in heaven and on earth by the power of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said, thou shalt decree a thing, and shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways, in Jesus' name. And Jesus says, in Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Yeah, I've been there in the past, but I don't want to go there anymore. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with them, may be also glorified together. Father, we thank you, Father God. We cannot be above our master. Our master is Jesus. He suffered a lot for all of us to bring us into the kingdom. And we thank you that he took our cup of cursing. We had the great privilege of receiving your cup of blessing. Even as Paul and Silas, when they were in prison, Father God, they prayed and praised the Lord. They prayed and praised the Lord in Acts 16:25. We thank you for giving us the unction of your spirit to be able to praise you, Lord, and keep thanking, counting our many, many blessings. And it was become before your throne of grace with a big brother Jesus. And that's why you answer, Father, because of that blood of sprinkling that Sabrina was talking about. The blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. And he said, when I see the blood upon the houses where you are, the plague shall not be upon you to destroy when I smite the land of Egypt. That blood on our lips, on our hearts, every door, every window, every access to every believer. And we thank you for your glory for defense according to Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5. Thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name. Yes, all the saints, including all those coming into the body of Christ, including all the children, because we've been praying for all the children. See, your assignment, Satan, to steal, kill, and or destroy, are canceled and nullified in Jesus' name. For thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways, according to Job 22:28, is joint heirs with Christ in Jesus' name. At the end, Satan, every foul spirit, every one of your underlings continue bound and gagged, every spirit, not just from the bioweapon, every spirit of every type, every spirit trying to cause mental fatigue, trying to cause depression, people to commit suicide, every spirit of looking at the natural instead of looking into the eyes of our Savior. So we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. What did he do to author our faith? He had to pour out his blood to purchase us back from the devil. So we don't belong to us anymore. We belong to Jesus. And how much power does he have? He is the Lord Almighty. And we thank you, Jesus. You cannot die anymore, ever again. In Jesus' name, we reckon ourselves dead to that old man, even as it says, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Where is that? Revelation 1. Is that where it is, Lord? Because no man living can see Jesus. So we have to be dead. We have to die to the old man. And when I saw, there it is, in Revelation 1:17, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, dead to trying to save my own life. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death, as is written, Revelation 1, 17 and 18. Jesus, you have the keys. You have all power, and you've given us that power as joint heirs with you, according to your word in Matthew 16, particularly Matthew 16, 17 and following. And Jesus answered and said unto, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Thank you all for the revelations you give. And I say unto thee, and thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Jesus cannot lie. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You, Satan, are bound, and all your underlings are bound, including B&M gates are bound. In Jesus' name, all those ungodly gates, all the spirits behind, trying to kill people are bound. In Jesus' name, from all sources, every spirit of death, hell, and destruction is bound, including all the witchcraft curses, as we've already prayed many times. All returned, at least symbol of the spirits that sent them. Do to the spirits they intend to do to us. All, because Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, you've done it unto me, in Jesus' name. And it is written in Psalm 79:12, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosoms their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. All those witchcraft, hexes, vexes, curses, every one of them returned at least sevenfold, and has the demons that sent them. Do those demons what they intend to do to us, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because of the blood of covenant, including all those sent against the missionaries in Haiti, and all the witchcraft curses sent against every member of the body of Christ, sent against Sabrina Sessions, Bill Pringle, and all those have been involved, Miracle Net Church, in their family members, in Jesus' name, return the heads of the Spirit, and all those standing for the truth coming into the body of Christ as well, and all their children. All those curses are returned to the sevenfold and heads of the demons that sent them. Do to those demons what they intend to do to us, in Jesus' name. Father, we do pray for those who despitefully use us. We ask you to save the souls that can be saved. Send the Holy Ghost and bring conviction, just like you said you would in John 16:8. In Jesus' name, draw each one to the Lord Jesus. Give each one to the Lord Jesus. Write their names in the Lamb's Book of Life and send the proper labors to each and every one. And we do pray in agreement according to your word, Father God, in Jesus' name. In the last verse of Matthew 9, Jesus says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. And we pray in agreement, because this is ye, it's plural you. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, he will send forth laborers into your harvest. Father, the harvest is truly ripe. This is the harvest season. We ask you to bring forth many into the body of Christ. Wake up the body of Christ, the sleeping giant. We thank you for waking up so many, Father God, so many people standing against this bioweapon, Father God, and it's not reported by the mainstream news media. They don't want people to hear. There are more than 6,000 people in Chicago, police and firefighters and paramedics are saying no to the jab. No, they're just not going to take it. And if they have to walk off their job, even if it's been their entire life, or they've wanted to do it their entire life, it's maybe been their generations, they've been doing this kind of thing for 3-4 generations, Father God, they're just going to walk away from it. And the airline pilots and all these other people, that we thank you for the people standing up against it, Father God, and all the others working together with them, standing up against this bioweapon, and all the people saying, nope, even the construction workers saying, nope, all the people saying, nope, 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 all these people, in Jesus' name, even as is talked about here, this fourth prayer request, Father God, from the protesters in Italy, when the authorities there cut down the video so that people wouldn't see that all these people were demonstrating. We ask you to uncover what needs to be uncovered, Father God, in Jesus' name. I'm in agreement with all the saints, even as the prayer request has been put here, including in Matthew 10:26. In Jesus' name, you told us not to be afraid. You said, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. And we thank you for bringing it to light, as you confirmed it also in Mark 4:22, as well, in Jesus' name. You said out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be confirmed in Jesus' name. For there's nothing hid that shall not be manifested. In other words, anything kept secret that it shall not come abroad. So we thank you for bringing all these things out into the open, Father God. Ask you to, some people talk about movies being red-pilled or whatever. Help people just to find the truth, Father God. And we know that, yes, the Hollywood, they use movies to try and tell people what they're trying to do years ahead of time, Father God. Even when they came out with they tried to change the U.S. dollar bills from green dollar bills to pink or reddish dollar bills to say, yeah, we're going to convert America to a communist nation. We cancel all the agenda of the New World Order in Jesus, not just America, but globally. We bind every one of those spirits behind communism, fascism, and all these other isms against trying to change everybody, turn everybody into this New World religion, Father God, and trying to have everybody bow down and worship not just Fauci and the jab, trying to worship a false god. We bind everyone to his ungodly spirits, Father. We ask you to deliver each and every one of us, including all the spirits associated with the Hunter Moon and the witchcraft and the occult spirits, in Jesus' name. Continue to speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus Christ of Nazareth wants them to hear, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to deliver all those standing for the truth. Yes, all of the U.S. military saying no to the jab. No, all these people who are willing to get dishonorable discharges and even have to pay back their training. Oh, my goodness, Father God. Now, that's absurd. Father God, we ask you to, for your divine intervention, adjudication, all these situations, Father God, in Jesus' name. There's a lot of people waiting for President Trump to fulfill what it looks like he's going to be doing. But we don't know if the Lord's going to use him or not, Father, but you know. And our rescue does not come from man. Our rescue comes from above. He's from above. It's above all. And Jesus, you're from above, and you're above all. And you have all power in heaven and earth. You are Lord of all. You're King of kings and Lord of lords. And they that are with you are called and chosen and faithful. And we know you're going to perform your word. And we know you're going to deliver us. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We pray for all the children, all of the U.S. military, all that's been attacked by this witchcraft, Father God, in Jesus' name. Those in Italy, those in the United States, those in every nation, those in Canada. Oh, my goodness. Those, including Pastor Archer Pulowski, is presumed in prison at this point. I don't know if he is or not, Father God. Unjustly, because what was he trying to do? Just have a church service. Oh, and the Muslims, because they could have their church service. They don't have to wear a mask. They don't have to social distance because the mayor in his town in Alberta, oh, he might be a Muslim. Oh, is there possible discrimination against the people who believe in the one true and living God? Father, we bind every one of these spirits coming against the true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, including all those coming against those that are actually true believers. There may be a few of them in Israel. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father God, in Jesus' name. And all the people in Israel have been forced to get the jab, being a third jab, looking for a fourth jab, trying to kill them, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to wake the people up to know what's going on, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that. We ask you, Father God, to overturn what's going on with Facebook. And we ask you to overturn what they're trying to do to keep people from hearing the truth, Father God, in Jesus' name. We know, Father God, there are many, many people that don't want to hear what's going on with the election audits and all the rest of it, Father God. And that's why the threat to the Internet is so obvious and apparent, because they don't want people to be able to communicate on the Internet, because that's where most people go these days. They don't just walk next door as often as they used to, Father God. But, Father God, we ask you people to connect the people that need to be connected and remove each one of us from those people we need to be have removed from us, and protect the children. Deliver all those in harm's way. Deliver all those that are standing up for the truth. Those in the U.S. military, provide for them, Father God. Those that are walking away from their careers. And we thank you, Father God, for raising up those that are standing for the truth to fight in the natural and in the spiritual. Thank you for they're more with us than with them. Thank you for warring, linking angels watching over each of us. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. Even according to Psalm 34:7, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, even as Sabrina found the scriptures, and help me to find it again too, Father God. It was at 2 Samuel 6. Is that where this Lord comes from? Nobody can stay. And we thank you, Father God, for overturning the attack against the Internet tonight, Father God. We thank you for helping us to be able to connect tonight. Your mercies are new every day, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Maybe I was right before. Father, you said they're more with us than with them, and that's good enough for me. And we know it's in there. We thank you for your word. We thank you for sending your beating warning angels to watch every corner. And we're all in agreement that you said if truth on earth is just ending like it shall be done to my Father, which is in heaven. And thank you, Father God, for the privilege of hearing your word. The privilege of faith on my Jesus. Thank you for sending your warning angels to watch over us, to protect us. You love me so much. Thank you for that, Father God. Thank you for me for the fire on the mountain. Lord, thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for the glory. with the defense. We give you praise and honor and glory. What you have done, are doing, and going to do.
And though I claim you are back there,
naturally and naturally. Thank you for
everything.
Let all those
you
that put their trust in you, Lord,
to me.
Let them never doubt the Lord, and bow to them and thank you for defending them. Let them also then love thy name, Lord, and thank you, Father, and thou, Lord, for the blessing of thy name, the favor of thy promise,
the favor of thy
being changed. Glory to God, right?